every week is about trying to work out, you know, who is where in the cycle. You've got lads who are coming back from injury who maybe need a little bit more of this or that. Take Gabby, you know, he to me this week has understandably looked a little bit stiff. You know, we've kept him off the training ground. We've tried to, you know, do a lot of flexibility work with him. He's doing some extra flexibility work now just to try and, you know, build his body back into match condition. You can't be out for as long as he is and then go through the stint that he went through, you know, last week without there being some consequences. So it's very much a question of treating people as individuals, trying to make sure that the individuals are brought right for match day, monitoring people during the week and hoping that you get it right. Last weekend we clearly didn't, for all the reasons that we know. 9 men at Chesterfield followed by 120 minutes against West Brom wasn't easy. And we got it wrong last week. This week it's about making sure that we get it right.
Is Gabby one that you'd have to assess later in the week then before you know whether he'll be okay for the weekend?
Well, you know, I took a huge risk with Gabs and really took the risk only because he's got a history of being an exceptional player, an exceptional recoverer, an exceptional professional. But it's a huge risk to put him through what he went through last weekend, and you have to say massive credit to him for coming through.
Tired legs in the camp, obviously, but other than the long-term absentees, no other knocks or niggles. Is it just a case of recuperation, really?
I think it's been a question of preparation. The lads are in a good frame of mind. I mean, we've got a lot of work to do. There's a lot of work in front of us. But I remember 2010-11, my Stevenage side was 18th in League Two after we beat Newcastle and got knocked out of the FA Cup in round 4 by Reading. And the Cup did us a lot of good. We took a lot of confidence from our performances in the Cup. That side had been coming together and the Cup really became a focal point. And, you know, that performance against Newcastle particularly, everybody suddenly realised that we were good enough. And I think in many respects, there's a parallel here with the performances against West Brom. Everybody's looked in at what we've done and gone, do you know what, you guys did really well. And the players were very, very good in the over the two games, and they deserved the 3-3 result. I'm not saying we deserved to win the tie. We could have won the tie, but they certainly deserved the 3-3 result over two games. And that gives you massive confidence in terms of what their potential is in League One. And we've got, you know, the games in front of us now. In 2010-11, my lads won 9 out of the next 11 and went on and won promotion. We stormed to promotion, if I'm frank. And the confidence from the Cup definitely fueled us. So, you know, we're 11th this morning after last night's results. But, you know, the top six is well within us. It's well within our sights. You know, everybody within the camp has got a belief and a desire to want to go and push in there and compete in these playoffs.